Celtics Tonight continues from Washington, D.C. Our conversation with the head coach brought to you by Whole Foods Market. Are you coughing already through this? Like, what is there?
I'm just doing a pre-game cough so that I don't cough in the middle of it.
During the middle of the big show. It's very important. All right, well, I mean, Whole Foods has stuff for your cold and all kinds of stuff. It's going to make you feel better. Celebrate 20 years on Fortune 100 Best Companies to Work For List, now hiring all skill levels in a store near you. Search for jobs online at WFM.com/careers. You told this team the other day, this time of year, do 5 extra minutes of film. Sleep for 5 extra minutes. The little things. I stayed up till about 4:30 in the morning and then tweeted all 16 possible combinations of play. That probably was not what you meant.
That's not what I meant.
Yeah.
That's not what I meant. And, you know, like you, we've got staff working on 3 different combinations right now, right? We're working on Washington. We're working, which is actually a good thing to be playing them right now because at least like them in Milwaukee, there's some familiarity with in the last week of playing. Miami, you have to go back to December, and when you watch that game, it's like we're a totally different team now, let alone it's a, you know, obviously a long time ago. So anyways, it's one of those things that we'll figure it out when we figure it out, control what you can control. But once they do, you know, once we do figure it out, we do have to be better in our preparation. And it's probably 5%, probably the right way to put it, but 5 minutes is a lot easier way to phrase it. And I think guys latch on to that stuff.
Let me jump ahead because I think people don't they know that there are 3 possible opponents for the playoffs. Explain to people, if you can, how it works, that how you begin the preparation process, how people are already watching them play. How does it work when there are 3 possible opponents, and when does it start?
Well, that's the difference between being in the NBA with a staff of 800 and being in a mid-major with a staff of 3. So now Butler's got a few more people now that they've moved on up. But I just think that's just, you know, it's just part of it. Like, we've got a lot of bodies, and we can look at that stuff as it's developing, as it's happening. And then we can be prepared for whichever fork in the road happens. And I think that ultimately, you know, it's going to be tough first round regardless. This is a great game for us to have to play because Washington's coming off of some tough losses. They're amped. You read what they've gone through in practice. You read what they've talked about. Like, there's going to be a lot of playoff feel to this game, and we need this game heading into this weekend.
My favorite question when you face the media before a game like this is, are you going to hold things about, like, the secret plays, all the secret plays that you and Scotty have that you haven't seen in the, 500 minutes of games in the last year? I know you don't want to show anything. You don't want to show any of the secret plays tonight, right?
Well, there's not much secret. I hope they, like, revamp their whole offense and do something completely different. No, you know, the bottom line is what they do makes Beal, Porter, Wall hard to guard. I mean, it's the reason why it's one of the best starting lineups in basketball the last year and a half when they've been healthy and available. And then their bench has been good. And I think Satoransky's opportunity with Wall out should really help this team as they move forward because, you know, one of the things that they were going back and forth on was a point guard as a backup last year. And now he's really solidified that position. And brings length and athleticism and some different things to the table with it.
And we're jumping around here, but the one thing we know about them all year that has been consistent, generally speaking, the bigger the game and the better the opponent they face, they tend to snap back into the dangerous team we know they are.
These guys are really talented.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the bottom line. And, you know, I thought the Cleveland game was as good of a 42 minutes as I've seen. And, you know, it's just one of those games where everything went right for Cleveland, everything went wrong for Washington at the end of the game, and they ended up losing. But this is a really talented team. We saw it last year. I mean, we went 7 games, and it was really a tremendous series when you look back on it, and it was a lot of fun to be a part of. But it was a battle, and these guys are really talented.
That's the head coach, Celtics and Wizards, next on the 98.5 The Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.